Okay. Do you remember being a part of the American Legion in 1937? Anything to do with the Newton Steel Strike?
Mm-hmm.
Newton Steel Strike was in Monroe.
No.
Okay. You served in the war then?
Yeah.
Can you tell me?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Can you tell me any of the experiences you might have had then? Being that you're of German descent, did your father have any problems here while you were in the service?
No, no. You see, he came over so early. He came over in 1936. He came over in about 1945. 1845.
Uh-huh.
So he was... He served 4 years in the Civil War.
Well, they said that, you know, during that period there was a lot of racial conflict and ethnic conflict.
Yeah, the Japs.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. How about the Depression years? Right after the war, what do you remember? Were you in Monroe County at that time?
Yes.
Can you tell me any of your daily life? And
well, we all take on the Red Cross. But me, it was one day, in front of one close, small day. I had a compliment day. So each week I would borrow $5. And I got $5 from the firm. $10 later. My wife was teaching. She got paid too, but it was all in school. Not in money cash. So we got a reward. We don't have any bottles or anything like that. But we had a reward.
Do you remember where she was teaching at the time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what school she was teaching at the time?
In
Toledo.
Mm-hmm.
And did your business continue?
The office was open in Toledo.
It was about
We had a couple of jobs, I think. WPA and WRPA, what they had there, you know. I think we had a couple of schoolhouses, things like that.
Did you have some big projects in Monroe while you were in business?
We didn't have much of in Monroe. We had a lot of in Ohio and some in Indiana. I don't think we had any in.
Can you tell me about what
else we didn't have? We had to make plans for the reduced town hall, city hall, adding sheriff's office and jail hall. So we were really fans of that. That's the only job I had.
Who was sheriff at that time, do you remember?
No.
What were some of the big jobs maybe in Toledo or, you know?
Most of the regions took a hand at it. And they wasn't far along from downtown. And one of the really different jobs there, we had the factory buildings in town, we had church buildings, we had large buildings, we had two or three houses. And we had the most famous Dutch market in Ohio for the main courthouse, not the main post office, if we took it to the design.
Now, the Blade Building, that was, about how old is that? Do you remember? Do you remember when you designed and worked on the Blade Building?
Well, I think it was sometime, 1925, something like that. I'm not sure anymore.
Do you remember anything maybe about the Carpenters Union?
No.
With no strife in that time period?
No. We haven't had any trouble with strikes. And so we had to work with many people like that, but we haven't had any trouble with it.
About how many hours a week did you have to work in that time period, say in the 20s, your normal work week? Yeah, you know, like the carpenters or whoever was on the job, were they working maybe 60 hours instead of our 40 today, or?
Well, we were 60 at that time.
Yeah.
I think about 5 days a week. Well, if we were 40, we must have a full time.
Well, that was pretty good then for...
Yeah.
How about when women got the right to vote? What did you think about that?
I don't think I paid too much attention to it. I think most things were not those in favor, but yes. I thought that they should have the right to vote as well as women.
Now, what was the first car that you ever owned?
Chevrolet. Cross top, eyes and glass windows. Round gate, of course. And just got a button that you pushed into the dashboard and it started moving. My father and I both went money to them together. I think it was close to $850, something like that. $898.50. And then a couple of years came, we had a rich dog off the race and food. We had a drone and we had a bike. We had a stove and a grill right there. And we had a bike and a bike ever since.
Were anything maybe like Christmas different back at the turn? You know, during your childhood, how would you describe Christmas?
Well, this came when I was a small boy. I went to my home in Columbus, Ohio. And I was in a homestead. And I met all the family went down there. And my mother and I was really nice, my relatives from Detroit. For Christmas and Thanksgiving, things like that.
Definitely more of a family get-together than than what the commercialized.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know any important personalities that you think would stick out in history from this area? Perhaps working with some of the mayors in Toledo or on some of your projects or?
Well, of course, it was city jobs. We had to work with the city officials. As far as kind of too acquainted with what we were.
I just mean anybody that would stand out in your mind as being exceptional quality.
I don't think so.
How did you come to settle in Monroe when you left Toledo? What was the deciding factor there?
Well, my father found out this whole place was for sale. So we came out from the front of July, looked at it, decided to take it, and then fixed it up and it's home. There was a really large house on the property at that time. And I had a bachelor lived in there. He had a lot of chipper coat. and a friend of mine, and so, we had burn, and we burned up in 1890, six of us was, and we lived in the barn that summer, and ran in the fall until the present house was finished enough so we could live in there. That's my language.
Did you have animals and,
Yes, we had to make our customary, we didn't have our van because it was a small place, only 2 acres, you know. But we managed by converting it into a kind of fruit farm, fruit, berries, and vegetables, things like that.
And you farmed all this by hand?
Yes, all by hand. Three of us was, long time, company.
I don't suppose there's too many.
Corn by hand, husk corn by hand, duck potatoes by hand, did everything by hand. I even, I took a cradle and cut oats with a cradle. You know what a cradle is? The fingers on my head.
What did you think when you still farming, when tractors and stuff came, you know, when the industrialization, no, you'd,
I think I went to work full time about, 1980, and, at that time, sometimes I'd get up early in the morning and do a little farm or something before it was time to walk to West Virginia to go out to work. Those days I had to walk down to West Virginia to farm land, in the farm land. But after that, when I moved everything, put the thing away, due to the trees, died and all.
I had that problem myself.
Yeah.
A bunch of rabbits ate them this winter.
Yeah. Well, they were good, too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. A whole bunch of them.
Dan? Come
to
that.
Oh, where did you get your training to be an architect?
I went to the Honor Institute in Chicago. By mail.
Do you remember about how long it took you to complete their course by mail?
I worked on 4 years, and I started work, and while I was working, I still continued. So I would say 6 years of work.
Was your father, what did he do for a living?
He was a member of the city.
Did he help inspire you to become the architect?
No.
No?
No. I don't know if I'm the idea I wanted to be one. I knew when I was 15 years old what I wanted to do. And I went to that end.
Now, Temperance, can you remember any of the stores that were there?
I remember all of the things there.
Well, can you tell me about some of them?
Starting the labor, and there was the room. It wasn't as much as it is now, just a regular old barn. Then coming this way, this, there was the, a couple houses. And I don't think there was that creek. There was a blacksmith shop. And there was a mixed metals, a mercantile house case grocery store. They had a village. And there was a, I don't know if it was a Kenny store.
And I didn't know.
The Kenny store had groceries and everything, and the post office. And next to that, kind of external engineer signing was the preacher's residence, and the corner was the Free Methodist Church. And on the other side, the crosswalk of the Home and Richard West, there was a... I don't know what was right in front at that time. Of course, the river, Prairie, was there in and out, and the post, ancient post. I think there was a hardware store. I think there were two or three houses. And then on the corner, there was a kind of a grocery store. That did have a burned arm over there or something, I don't remember. Now, there wasn't much going north on at that way. There was a two blacksmith shops. One was on the east side and one on the west side. And of course on the corner was Anstead's big house. Where Anstead is the man who founded the started the town.
Did you know him?
I know him.
Yeah.
On the other side of the corner was the Baptist Church, and on the west was the preacher's house, and I think there were a couple of homes. There wasn't much on the dark side, and that's about all. We did a new site, and some of the old towns, there was some landscape house, and there was what's the name? Kind of a Scotch family. That's more of what I can remember. Of course, I could tell you all around in the township, as far as I know, but too much to
I want to thank you very much for letting me tape this. And
I'm sorry, my voice has been changed. I'm not quite as cold as sickness.